Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wegman Enterprises, NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we have not much. We don't have much.
What?
We're gonna have, obviously, Austin's movie review is back because, I mean, we're all clamoring for that. We're going to rank some jerseys, and we got some other things to talk about. So without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production.
Enhancing your New York sports experience.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on. And
all right, so we're going to start with the thing we've all been waiting for, right? And that is Austin's movie review. Now, here's the thing, is this was supposed to be all of us, but you clowns didn't watch all the movie.
So I have an argument for myself.
I don't care. Let me just start off and let everyone know the movie we are reviewing.
I watched 30 minutes of it less than 12 hours ago.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So the movie we're going to be reviewing is Frozen 2. So far, I mean, Wreck-It Ralph, I reviewed it, but it wasn't really, it was the birth of Austin's movie review. The first episode was really Toy Story 4, which was a little disappointing for me, to be honest.
You're nuts.
Frozen 2, though, great movie. A very, very good movie. How could you agree you haven't seen it?
Wrong. He's seen some of it, and from what he's seen, he's liked it.
I think that by watching only 30 minutes, I went so in depth with those 30 minutes, I got really tangled into the roots of that movie of the first 30 minutes. I think I have a better understanding of those 30 minutes than you do of the entire hour and 45. My analysis of this 30 minutes is so nitty gritty and fine tuned and expert that it's worth it.
Let me hear it.
Well, first off, if you remember, I said Moana and Frozen are the same movie.
Okay.
And that in the beginning of this, when Disney with the thing over the castle, the singing, I thought it was Moana. I thought it was Moana. Right. So there's just that, and then we started off watching Avatar: The Last Airbender. That was the first 5 minutes.
I thought the same thing.
And then really, what I took away is that they just wanted another Let It Go, because they started off back to back two songs, like literally 30 seconds between songs. I'm like, okay. I'm really not trying to listen to just singing, because it was the mom singing the song, and then Anna started singing about whatever she was singing about, like back to back. And then did you notice when Anna or Elsa was making all the toys for the kids out of with ice?
Yeah.
Some little girl wanted that sextant device for like looking at the stars for navigating at sea. Mm-hmm. That is such a stretch. No little kid would ever ask for that thing. So I had a problem with that. And also, I'm not sure that a sextant device to look out into the sea made of ice would be very practical. I'll go one more thing. 30 minutes in, I really didn't get to the plot yet. Like, I didn't know what the plot was for a very long time. And then once the plot was revealed, I turned it off. So that's probably my fault. But one good thing, I think Olaf is the funniest character in history of cinema.
I completely agree with you.
Like, literally, Olaf, like, nothing, everything that kid says is funny.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, when he said, fall is teasing us with its beautiful change. I'm like, and then a song about turning, he'll understand it when he's old. That was so funny. Literally, everything that guy says is funny.
Well, if you watch the rest of the movie, you would see that everything that happens, he just goes, I'll understand this when I get older, even though none of it makes sense.
Does it ever get resolved?
No.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it is. And you would know that if you've seen the movie.
Yeah, well, I will put my foot down. Olaf, funniest character in the history of film.
Hey, Nick, don't stay quiet over there. You didn't watch it either.
I watched more than Tim did.
Yeah, what did you take away from your 40 minutes? What did I miss in those 10 minutes?
You basically, that nothing really, like, insane happened in the 10 minutes that you missed. I tried to find something to argue with you about funniest character ever. I really can't. Olaf's the bomb. But yeah. I think Tim hit the nail right on the head with the amount of time that we watched. So
okay, but Forky gives him a little bit of a push.
Forky wasn't that funny to me.
I really thought Forky was hilarious.
Forky was he was kind of annoying to me.
Just
honestly.
Always trying to throw himself away. Like, that was really funny to me.
I mean, yeah.
Trash?
Forky as a kid. Like, the first few minutes of Forky was really funny.
Me and you were a lot alike. Trash.
Trash?
All right, I have one more criticism before I turn it over to you two for the rest of the way. I think musicals are so lazy because what other way would it be normal to hear the protagonist give the entire backstory alone in an internal dialogue? Like, if Elsa was talking to herself about all of this stuff, it would be weird. But then she sings it, we're all okay with it. But instead of having to weave it into, like, conflict and... Yeah, flashback's lazy too, which both movies start out with. Boo. Both Frozen movies. But, like, instead of having all of this figured out through, like, conflict and talking to other characters, they just have Elsa sing it. They sing the entire plot right off the bat, or at least 30 minutes in. And it's kind of lazy because... In movies that don't have singing, you can't have this three-minute internal dialogue to set the stage. But since you can sing it, everyone's okay with it. But imagine if she said all of the stuff she said in that one song about, I think, The Unknown. Imagine if she said all of the stuff in Unknown.
She's just
it would just be
like,
weird.
Into the unknown.
And she's like, into I need to unknown. Figure this out. I don't know what it is. It's my duty. I have to save the forest. But if she said that by herself, it would be weird, but then she sings it, we're all like, we're all on the same page now, she's gotta save the forest. Instead of having it, like, having us figure it out as she goes about her day, but she gets to sing it in 3 minutes and we're done. And also, stop trying to make Let It Go happen. You're never gonna have another big hit like Let It Go.
Okay, I have two questions for you. Number one, how dare you?
Wait, what?
Office reference, by the way. How dare you criticize musicals? That's the point of a musical. How are they trying to make another Let It Go? It's a musical.
They throw a song out there every 5 seconds.
It's a musical.
Let It Go happen. Let It Go is so huge.
Nothing will be as big as that song. They need to stop trying and just make a decent song for the movie.
Even if you didn't even know what Frozen was, Let It Go is your favorite song. So they were trying to rip off 100 songs in this movie to get another Let It Go to happen. It's not going to happen. Let It Go, Frozen. You're not going to have another big sensational hit.
By the way, Love Is an Open Door was better than Let It Go. And yeah, hot take.
It was better, but it wasn't as big. So.
And also, I don't know what you mean by they're trying to have another Let It Go. It's a musical. They're going to sing. It doesn't mean that they're trying to make another Let It Go. They're just singing because it's a musical.
That they first song about Into the Unknown, they wanted that one to be so big, which is why it was because that was like the coming out party for that movie. It was like, okay, she's going to save the forest. She's got it. Like,
they wanted
to create the same feeling, and they didn't, like, at all.
Well, maybe they would have if you watched the rest of the movie. And...
No, you don't need to know the rest of the movie to figure out why they put in that 3-minute song at the beginning.
Well,
Unknown was supposed to be the next Let It Go, and it didn't happen.
Okay, well, first of all, Kristoff had...
Is the GOAT.
The best song in the movie.
Oh, he does?
He has the best song in the movie.
You can't tell us.
Oh, I'm not allowed to spoil it.
No, spoil it. I'm not going to watch the rest of this.
No, watch the rest of it. You have to.
But you have to review it for us now.
I am going to review it for it. He had a wonderful song in the middle of the movie where... Anna was trying to, I can't believe I had to say this because you're just not listening. You just didn't watch it. she had to go save Elsa, but left Kristoff behind because she didn't have time. Kristoff thought that she left him, and then he has this song with the reindeer, and it is
Sven.
Sven, no, not just Sven, a bunch of reindeer, and it is. By the way, he sings the voices for the reindeers too, the same voice actor. Yeah. So there's like 18 of his voices, and it's just, it's such a great song. I don't want to spoil it, but I'm not going to sing it for you, obviously, but it's a very good song. Like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, Kristoff, you know what? I feel Kristoff's pain here. Like, I've been there. I haven't, but, like, I've been there. You know what I mean?
You tried to propose to a girl as she ran away from you?
You watched it?
I watched that part of the movie. I saw that part.
You saw the Kristoff song.
I didn't see the song, though.
Yeah, but that's like a recurring thing. Whenever he wants to bring up to propose to her,
he was going to propose to her, and then he proposes to this woman, whose name I can't remember. I just watched the movie this morning, and she told him that Anna left, and that was while he was setting up this big proposal. So that was sad. Oh, the lizard in the movie is the best character, second to Olaf.
Didn't not get to the lizard part.
Neither did I.
The lizard.
Oh wait, I saw the lizard as soon as it was revealed. That was it.
I love that lizard. He's just constantly licking his eye, and it's just really funny. And he's so cute, and I love that lizard.
Do you remember the lizard or gecko or whatever, or the chameleon from Tangled?
Never seen it.
Bro,
look who you're talking about.
All right,
I thought that was Rango.
Django,
no, a chameleon.
Rango's the gecko. I meant the chameleon. Yeah, watch Tangled when you can, Austin.
I don't think I'm gonna watch Tangled.
It's lit. Whatever.
I have something to really put a nail in the hammer of them trying to make Unknown happen again.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna sing Unknown to the tune of Let It Go.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead. Do it.
Into the unknown. 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 What do you want? Because you've been keeping me awake. Are you here to distract me? So I make a big mistake. That's the same song. If you just put the lyrics there. That was Unknown lyrics and Let It Go tune. Same thing.
Tone deaf version, but
yes, it's the same song.
Any song's the same song if you put it to the tune of a different song.
But it doesn't fit
those
as well
words
as that.
Fit. Those words fit so well.
I am not in agreement with you at all on this.
Stop trying to make Let It Go happen again.
They're not trying to make Let It Go happen. They are having a separate song, different tune. Mm-hmm. By the way.
Tim just proved that it was the same tune.
In the credits, you hear a different version of it sung by a guy, and it is a absolute slap. Like, it goes hard.
I bet.
Because
they wanted to make it as good as Let It Go.
I can't believe that you're mad that they put another song in it.
He's not mad that there's another song.
I'm not mad about that. I know it's a musical, but...
First of all, like, we're talking about musicals, so let's bring up the best musicals. High School Musical. My favorite movies growing up.
Never saw them.
Oh, my God.
I liked number two the best.
So did I. Agreed.
Get your head in the game. Got it.
That's in the first one, but we'll play pretend.
Oh, what about... Oh, Hit It Out of the Park.
Yeah. I don't dance.
Yeah. What about the one in the kitchen?
That's also, we got to work this out. That's in the second one.
That's a banger.
That is a slap. You're right. So,
well, that's what I feel like there hasn't been much hype about Frozen 2.
Let me talk. So the first movie had the Breaking Free, right? That was the first movie's best song. you know, we're breaking free, we're soaring. And then, like, they had that whole thing. So that was, like, the best song. And then the second one had, first of all, the second one had a lot of bangers. But you had I Don't Dance, but that wasn't, like, the main song. You had Bet On Me. No, Bet On It. That was a fire song. And you had, what's the name of that song? You know, the You Were the Music in Me. That's another fire song. So just because they have songs in both movies, none of those were trying to be Breaking Free. In the same way that Parts Unknown is not trying to be, or whatever, The Unknown, is not trying to be Let It Go. It's just not.
If Unknown was as good of a song as Let It Go, it would have exploded. Like, that's why High School Musical was so much of a dynasty, because it had those three great movies.
It did.
Frozen was trying to make it happen again, to be like High School Musical, and it just didn't happen. That's what I'm taking away from it. What movie are we watching next?
Well, let me rate it. So,
okay.
I put Wreck-It Ralph at a 9.
Wow.
That was at a 9 because I said there's no such thing as a 10. I'm actually going to bump it up to a 9.5. And obviously it's not as good as Wreck-It Ralph. There's never been a movie as good as Wreck-It Ralph.
Because you haven't seen that many.
Well, I've seen Toy Story 4 and now Frozen 2. Frozen 2 is better than Toy Story 4. It just is. You can weep about it. I don't care what you have to say. Watch the movies before you say anything. Frozen 2 is a very good movie. It's better than the first Frozen. So I'm going to put it at a 7.8. Watch this movie. It's a very, very good movie.
All right. Can we watch a movie now with real people in it?
Let's watch High School Musical.
No, I want to watch Semi Pro. It's the movie with
Oh yeah, let's watch it.
Let's watch Semi Pro.
That sounds boring.
It's got Will Ferrell.
In 1976, singer Jackie Moon uses profits from his only hit single to fulfill a lifelong dream of owning a basketball team. His team, the Flint, Michigan Tropics, is the worst team in the league, and what's more, the franchise may fold when the ABA and NBA announce to merge. It's up to Jackie and the Tropics to turn their game around and slam dunk their chance for survival.
Yo.
If there's one thing I love, it's a basketball pun in the description of the movie.
That was a Wikipedia review. I vote for Semi-Pro for next movie.
I second that.
And I veto both of you.
What?
That's... wait, so, Austin, what do you want to watch?
What do you want to watch?
I hear Moana's good.
Oh, my God.
But you haven't... How have you not seen it already?
I don't know. I just haven't.
Well, technically you have, because, like Tim said, you watched Frozen. You saw Moana. Yeah, just think of it in a warmer climate.
Yeah.
First of all, The Rock is in Moana, and The Rock is the best actor in the world.
So then how have you not seen it?
Because I haven't seen anything, Nick.
All right.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I should go for Moana. Remember, it's Austin's movie review, so get on it.
If you review Moana and me and Tim just review
Semi-Pro?
Yeah, you could do that on your podcast.
Okay, so you'll have Austin's
movie review. This is our podcast.
And here we'll have Tim and Nick's movie review.
No, I don't like
that. That'll be right after yours.
And I edit, so I'll just cut it out.
Why are we only watching Disney movies?
Because I have Disney Plus. Okay, hold on. Let me go through the Netflix.
Netflix has Semi-Pro.
I don't want to watch that.
Why?
Okay, we could watch. That's a list of. Okay, no, I didn't click that. Okay, it's just Austin, starting a movie.
Austin's going to the children's section. Why can't we watch an adult movie?
We could watch an adult movie, just a good one. Hold on. Let me look at it.
It got a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's going to be hilarious.
That sounds horrible.
Okay, a 5.8 on IMDb.
Out of 10. Like.
Okay, but 85% of users like this movie, so the non-professional critics like us liked it. You can never trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, you can.
Their job to hate movies.
Sex.
Let's watch the B-movie.
Jesus, I'm not, no.
I don't like jazz enough to watch that movie.
I've already seen The Incredibles 2. Fun fact about The Incredibles 2, I saw that, I think 2 days before it came out, and I saw a special screening where they showed the first one and then the second one, but I didn't know that. I thought I was just going to see the second one. And I went with my brother, who the day before that got a concussion. So he had a fresh concussion, and we watched two movies, which was very bad for his concussion. I'm looking at TV shows. Familiar right, favorites.
We've already spent so much time doing this.
I don't know. Oh, wait. I hear Goodfellas. That's like a popular movie.
Isn't all it? Right, let's watch Goodfellas.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Nick, check your.
It's a 2.5 hour movie? Oh. God. Do I have the time for that?
Yes.
You might be right. I got nothing going on right now. Oh, speaking of like what I've been doing, I've been playing the show a bunch, and Tyler Boys of Mets Nation could not handle the smoke.
You have your all diamond team.
Yeah, I'm so good at this game. Like, and it's not
even... What if you should? I want to play you without Diamond Dynasty, so it can be even.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Okay, let me tell you. So I have a franchise. I play on Hall of Fame, by the way. I don't play on that.
Wow.
That cheap stuff.
You play the games?
Yes. So
I sim every single game.
No. So I have a Padres franchise. Clint Frazier, who is severely underrated in the game. He's a 66 overall in the game. But, like, with his morale boost, I got him up to a 70. And Mike Ford is my first baseman. I had to offload that Eric Hosmer contract.
For sure.
So you gave it to the Yankees?
No, I actually gave it to the Red Sox. But I went to the Yankees to get a first baseman replacement. So I traded him, and then, like, I think I paired him up with two prospects. And I got Brandon Workman, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Christian Vasquez, so from the Red Sox for Eric Hosmer and like two actually really good prospects. And then I got a lot of Yankees on my team. I got Luis Severino, James Paxton, Clint Frazier, Mike Ford.
Why don't you just play with the Yankees?
And Aaron Hicks. But that wasn't my plan. Like
I don't like playing with the Yankees because I get like tight. Like I love the Yankees, but like. I'm like, okay, I watch too many Yankee games.
Same.
I just want to play with
the same
team.
I do the same thing.
I always did the Marlins in the show 18.
I do the Pirates.
Padres,
mainly for those uniforms. Also, I love Tatis. So I wanted to play with Tatis. That was the main reason I picked the Padres. Yeah, so I rake in that, too. So it's not just because I have really good players. It's also because I'm very good at the game.
All right, so play me with an even play. We'll use the same team.
Yeah,
it'll be
sure.
Even more even.
Okay. Let's do it, and I'll crush you because that's what I do.
We should live stream that. I'll announce the game and you two play.
I want to beat you, not even so that, like, I can beat you. Just so that you can stop saying that you crush it with this game, specifically.
Well, like, I've
so I'll be
lost
like,
all right, before.
But I'll beat you.
I've lost before, obviously. But
wait,
like,
guys, did you hear that awesome idea I had?
Yes, I did. And
we've been wanting to live stream, and we'll live stream, and I'll just be the commenter.
Oh, we don't have a graphics card. We need to get a graphics card to live stream it.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
They sell those at Target or something?
Sell them on Amazon. But it's like 100-some-odd bucks.
All right, so, well, Tim, you can live tweet it.
Yeah.
You can live tweet it.
We'll lose all of our followers.
Or we'll get more.
Maybe.
Honestly, us live streaming MLB The Show is kind of a fire idea.
It is.
It is, but it seems kind of expensive.
Well, hold on. I'm going to look up some graphics cards. Maybe there's cheaper ones out there. But if we want to, like, live stream the show, it's going to... not a graphics card, a capture card. That's what I'm thinking of, capture card. Capture card. So let's see. $79.
It's cheaper.
There's got to be... Listen, Austin, you bought like a $400 microphone when we started, and I bought an $11 one. There's got to be cheaper ways to do this.
What are you talking about?
Like, you just went in for the top-tier mic, and I'm still making it work with my cheap one. I feel like there's got to be something easier than $79. Well, that's just because
you're not as dedicated as I am, so I like to upgrade my things.
I guess, but I'm just saying, there's got to be something... There's got to be another way to do it.
By the way, this mic isn't $400. I'm using a new mic, by the way, guys. This isn't $400. It's a Blue Yeti. It's a $100 mic.
Oh.
I got my earbuds. I'm chilling. I'm doing this for free.
I cannot wait for you to get that my old mic, because we're going to be able to upgrade this a bunch, and it's going to be sick. You're not even going to be able to tell we're on a phone call anymore. It's going to be so dope.
As long as my AirPods work.
Yeah. Apple, by the way, fix that. Like, what is that?
What the hell?
What?
I know. It's nuts.
I'm talking to Apple. Yeah. Apple.
Yeah.
Fix it. What's the problem here? Like, you're supposed to be this almighty giant. Meanwhile, you use old software that Android figured out years ago, but because you're popular and have a cooler looking interface, for some reason you're the popular phone and you're... like, trashed on for having an Android, even though it's a more technology, like, more new technology phone.
Austin, don't you own an iPhone?
I do.
All right, so.
But I'm sick of it, okay?
So get an Android.
No.
I'll watch those green texts if you want an Android so bad.
I don't want an
Android. Off the pod. off the pod if you get an Android.
We will learn how to edit if you get an Android.
I can edit a podcast. I've done it before. I do it for my other podcast.
Yeah, but you can't drive it. That's the issue.
I can drive it better than Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
Ooh.
No, well, you could not.
Yes.
You could not.
Yes, I can.
Better than Dale Earnhardt Jr.
D-E-H-D-J.
Well, Senior was very good. So.
I'm better than both of them combined.
Well, that's a hot take. That's a hot take.
Dude.
All right. Let's move on. That we just had a half an hour.
That was half an hour?
Yeah, worth of...
It felt longer.
Frozen 2 content. Great movie. Go watch it. Highly recommended.
So what are we watching next time?
I think we said Goodfellas.
All right.
I'm going to hate it. I guarantee it. I'm going to hate it, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
That's where we're going to lose our followers.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate it. I'm going to lose a lot of people. But now we're going to move on to our top five jerseys. We're going to start with baseball, then we're going to go all sports. Some of you guys may not watch all the sports, but there's nothing happening right now, so we're going to do all sports.
Yep.
But let's start with baseball. And Tim, I'm going to start with you because we probably care about yours the least. And then we're going to go in order.
All right. So I'm going to go from bottom to top for my top five favorite jerseys. And just for the record, we decided not to put Yankees on here because we all obviously like the Yankees. Yankees wouldn't be my top one, but
it'd be on there.
So my fifth favorite jersey for baseball is a Dodger home white. Pure, nice California script with the light Dodger blue. A little red number. Love that. My fourth favorite jersey is the Cubs blue alternate. It's not a very good jersey, but the memories I have of it with them winning the World Series in 2016 make it one of my top five favorite jerseys. Number three, Giants cream white jerseys. Those things are silky smooth, and I like those. Number two, odd for a Cubs fan, but I just think the Cardinals home jersey is so classic, and it's just always looked good. It's pretty timeless. I love that bird sitting on the bat as well. And then number one, kind of a new jersey, but also it's a reference to older jerseys. The Kelly Green A's jerseys they wear on Fridays, baby. Those jerseys are so nice. And since we were restricted to only current jerseys that are being worn, Kelly Green helps me bring in my favorite jersey of all time, which are the old 1970s A's jerseys. So number one, Kelly Green A's.
All right, Nick. Now I'm done. Have...
All right, so I don't have my jerseys in order. I just have a top five non-Yankees baseball jerseys. I got the the Phillies powder blue. They're doing that now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're alternate.
It's hot. Yeah.
All right, we got that one. Like Tim, I have the Dodgers white home jerseys. Those are just sick. I have the Padres, their new pinstripe white jerseys with like the brown pinstripe.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's hot.
Then I have the new Brewers navy alternate jerseys, which I really like. And the navy Washington Nationals jerseys with the with like the American flag and the W.
Yeah.
Which I always thought those were sick. So that's my five.
All right.
No real connection with any of them. I just like them.
All right. Now, I may piss you guys off with a few of these.
Not surprised.
Most likely.
Did you say Red Sox?
No.
I was tempted. They have good looking jerseys.
They do have nice jerseys.
But not on this podcast.
Yeah.
I have the Brewers pinstripe. They're beautiful. They're just gorgeous. Now, this is where I might ruffle some feathers. I have the Diamondbacks road jerseys with, like, the black, like, diamond, like, snakeskin on the shoulders. Just absolutely gorgeous. I don't care what anyone says. I actually kicked off the Giants home cream jersey for that jersey.
Oh, wow.
The Cubs pinstripe, beautiful.
I appreciate it.
Nice jersey there. Then I have the Marlins alternate. The black one with their new colorway. It's just
gorgeous. Cool. And then
I have the Padres road pinstripe that are new for this season. They are.
They're wearing pictures of on the road?
Yeah. Oh, my. And it's like this. It's not even gray. It's like almost like this brownish. And then the brown. Oh, my God. They should be their roads. They should just be there all the time roads.
Yeah.
And then swap them with the other ones because they are unreal.
The Twins used to wear pinstripe on the road?
And they would be on here if they didn't get rid of those. I don't know why. I hate their new jerseys. I hate them so much. Mainly because they got rid of those ones. Those old, like, I call them the Joe Mauer jerseys. Joe Mauers were just unbelievable.
That's one of my favorite logos. Just the M.
Like
from that era.
They had the M and then the Minnesota. And yeah. Oh, beautiful. It's like the only thing Minnesota has ever done right with jerseys.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you are, right?
Didn't the Timberwolves have something cool once?
Oh, yeah, the Kevin Garnett. The Kevin Garnett.
Yes.
T-Wolves. Yeah. Yeah, those were pretty nice.
And then the Wild, wasn't the Minnesota Stars? That's the great logo.
Yeah.
Minnesota North Stars.
Well, that was sick.
Yeah, it was so sick that they lost the team. So let's now move on to our all sports, including baseball. If you wanted to include baseball in your top five, Tim, go ahead.
All right, starting at the bottom. I was critical of all the extra jerseys NBA teams have, but this Knicks White Association Edition one, where it's like everything is outlined in white and inside is white, so there's a thin, like, orange. I just think they look really sharp. So the Knicks White Association jerseys. Then fourth, Cardinals home, still made my top five. This one is very controversial. Nothing is better to me, besides the Bills game, than a Cowboys-Giants Sunday night matchup with the Cowboys at home wearing white with teal pants. I think that look is so good. Wearing white at home is weird for football teams as well. So that Cowboys look is one of my favorites in all of sports.
I don't have a single football jersey on mine.
Yeah.
Because football jerseys are kind of, like, the helmets are sick, but, like, football jerseys are kind of boring.
Yeah, like, that's the probably only football one besides the Bills that would crack my top 50. Speaking of 50, Sabres white 50th edition jerseys are nice. With all the gold trim.
Beautiful.
The gold crest. Oh, and then I was lucky enough to see those on opening day back when the Sabres still had hope. And then number one, Kelly Green Ace. Number one jersey currently in use.
All right, go ahead, Nick.
All right, so I just had to adjust it because I forgot about that Sabres jersey. So what I had at number this one I actually ranked. What I had at number five was the Anaheim Ducks orange Mighty Ducks jerseys.
Mm.
I don't really like the orange that much, but that logo is too sick, and that's the jersey they're using with that logo right now. So that would be number six. Number five, Sabres 50th anniversary jersey. That, so sick.
So nice.
Number four, I have all hockey and two soccer jerseys, so this is, yeah. At number four, we have the Winnipeg Jets Heritage Classic jerseys.
Ooh, the blue ones?
Yeah, the blue ones that have, like, the actual jet on it. They're kind of like throwbacks.
Yeah, those are nice.
Number three, we have the New York Rangers home jersey. Just absolutely beautiful. Red, white, and blue. You can't get any better than that. Sorry.
It could be blue and orange, and then it'd be really sick.
Or is it the Mets? Get out of here.
No, the Islanders.
I'm not even acknowledging the team that you're thinking about.
Yeah.
At number two, we have the Italian national soccer team. They released these new green jerseys that have, like, a gold logo. I think they're called, like, the Renaissance jersey. They are so beautiful. And at number one, we have the Bayern Munich home jersey from this season.
I have no idea.
It's got, like, it's got an outline on the jersey of their stadium. And it has the same design that, like, that the stadium has. It's so sick. You guys should look up the Italy and the Bayern Munich jerseys. They're sick. That's my top five, plus an honorable mention for all sports.
Now mine has a lot of alternates. All but one of them are alternates. So at number five, I have those Padre Rhodes alternates.
Nice.
Because they're just beautiful. I really like those. Number four, I have the Nuggets alternates with the rainbow.
Oh, nice.
Those
are
really, really nice. Number three, I have the Hurricanes alternates with the black and then like
the
gray shoulder and then the flag. I really like
those. Those are nuts.
Number two, I have the Heat Miami Vice jerseys. They keep killing it with these jerseys. They've had white, then they've done pink, and now they've done teal. And they're just, all three are really, really nice. And number one, call me biased all you want. I don't care. Those Nets bedside jerseys are beauts. Absolute beauties. And
that's your favorite jersey in
practice?
Favorite
jersey in sports right now. I just love them. I love them so much. The white with the Coogie is unbeatable. The white with the Coogie is undefeated right now. Honorable mention, I know this might be a little biased, but the Redskins with those classic burgundy and gold.
Yeah,
it's
a good look.
It's a wonderful colorway.
See, that's the thing. The classic colors are what makes everything, like the Miami, the Bed-Stuy or whatever you say. That's not their Bed-Stuy. I don't know.
Bed-Stuy.
I don't even know what that is.
Bed-Stuy. It's
These
a road
have
in
no
Brooklyn.
Identity.
Bed-Stuy's
know,
a road in Brooklyn.
I know.
It's where Biggie did that freestyle. Like, that's
the... That has nothing to do with the Brooklyn Nets, though.
Yes,
it's
their whole
team.
Thing. It's Biggie. Like, the whole identity is Brooklyn. And Biggie is Brooklyn.
But it's just not... These teams are just like, you can't recognize any of these teams anymore. The font is graffiti. Nothing to do with the Nets.
It has everything to do with Brooklyn.
No, I don't see it. I don't see it.
How do you not see graffiti?
Maybe in like the '90s.
Like I get that it's Brooklyn, but it's all these teams have a million different identities where you don't even know who's who anymore. I get that it means Brooklyn, but I'm just not a fan of. I'm not criticizing Brooklyn in particular. It's all the teams that have 15 jerseys.
Well, I understand what you're saying if it doesn't have something to do with the city. But like,
well, that's also my problem. Everything has everything to do with it now. Like, every team that releases a new jersey, there's 15 different idiosyncrasies and minute details. Back when, like, everything has to mean a throwback to history and a throwback to the culture and this and this and this, why can't it just be a logo anymore?
Well, I mean, okay, so the Miami obviously has the Miami Vice.
Yeah.
There was one jersey that I thought was gross, and that was the, I think, I don't know if they still wear it, but the Knicks had this jersey that was like this navy blue, and I think it was their statement jersey, and on the side, it was supposed to look like a skyline, I think, but it looked like a bar graph, and it was,
yeah,
it was really bad. Like that jersey, I could understand, or you'd be like, why are you forcing them to make a jersey if this is what they're going to make it look like? So, I mean, Denver, it's a throwback to their old logo with the rainbow. I have no problem with them throwing back to what they used to wear. I mean, those Raptors throwbacks.
Nike is tricking you so badly. They're making you think that it's all about history and they care about these teams. All they care about is money.
Yeah, but if
they're tricking you so badly.
If it looks sick, I don't care if it's about money. I'm going to buy it.
That's what they want you to think right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they want me to think. Okay, cool.
They get me too. I like looking at the new jerseys when they come out, but I just get frustrated when I can turn on a Knicks game 100 times and never see the same uniform matchup. It's like a Rubik's Cube out there.
I don't know. I could solve a Rubik's Cube, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
You know why? Like fast or just like the...
No, it takes me like maybe a minute.
Oh, that's dope.
You know why?
Why?
Wait.
Austin, I don't know.
You're not dumb.
That's why.
See, these sports debates are only going to get more fervorous as we voyage deeper into a sportsless world, because we're going to have to start talking about some really tough subjects in the sports world. And I'm glad we got this logo one out of the way, which I would love to readdress later on.
Well, next episode, I say we do the worst jerseys.
All right, I like that.
Ooh.
I'm just going to put Austin's top five on.
No, what you're going to put is a bunch of Anaheim Ducks, because they have the worst jerseys in the NHL.
Hold up. One second. Austin, do you like the Mighty Ducks jerseys?
Yeah.
Like the purple and teal one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like those like orange, I guess, like those like, oh, they're awful. Like how do you go from like those Mighty Ducks jerseys to like whatever they have now? Like, whatever that is. Like, it's gross.
I don't think they're that bad.
I hate them. I hate the Anaheim Ducks jerseys. You know what other jerseys I hate? I'm not going to lie. Some people seem to love the Orioles. I don't understand
I don't like the Orioles at all.
But I used to love those old Orioles hats where it was, like, the actual bird. You know what I mean? Like, it was an actual... It wasn't, like, that cartoon... With the okay, Tim is holding it. But, like, it was even the black one. Like, it was different than that. It was similar, but different. But it was, like, this... I call it the Mike Mussina hat. I do a lot of jerseys to players.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, the Kevin Garnett T-Wolves. The Joe Mauer Twins.
Yeah. The Babe Ruth and the Derek Jeter Yankees, so that's a good look.
No, the logo changed a bit. Like it used to be
got a little bit more refined.
It was like wider. They like, and I'm so glad that they squished it a little bit.
But the one when I try to draw it in class when I'm bored, I end up drawing the old fashioned one. It's just not.
It's hard to draw the new one.
Yeah. It's funny that we all do that.
Yeah, I doodle a bunch in class.
Yeah, Austin, you're probably much better at it than Nick and I are.
No, probably not.
What? Oh, yeah, you said you didn't like drawing when we were...
I was never, like, it's not even that I liked it. I was just never good at drawing. It just wasn't what I was good at. I was always good at putting things together. Like, that was my thing. Like, I could solve a Rubik's Cube. But, like, you know, I'm just not good at the whole draw, especially a hands. Drawing
hands is so dumb. I hate it.
Do yourself a favor and draw a pair of hands, and then you'll want to kill yourself.
I hate it so much.
It's the worst. Oh, and I'm going to go a little tangent here. So, I'm in, like, my first semester of college, right? I'm fresh out of high school, and I'm like... So hopeful to see what this college thing holds out for me, and I'm in a graphic design program, and I have a drawing class, and I was like, this should be a fun class. I think I'm going to have fun. One thing in art classes is most teachers will let you wear your headphones during class when you're working. It's just better. And this teacher wouldn't. So it was just dead silence, which I am the worst with. I hate silence. I can't stand it. I go to sleep listening to a podcast. I read a book with the TV on. Like, I cannot, like, do things in silence. I can't do it. So, I hate myself twice a week for an hour and a half in this drawing class. And then this second class... By the way, this teacher, not once did he, like, teach you how to draw. He just told you to draw for the whole class. So, I was unaware that there were going to be nude models, and that's what we were going to be drawing. I thought thought it was going to be like maybe a fruit. It was not. Every single class there was a nude model.
Jesus.
Every single week for an entire semester, twice a week, I would draw a nude model, and it made me very uncomfortable. And it was so quiet, and I hated everything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very. I was not a fan, of that class. That same semester though, I had a golf class. Huge fan of that class. Loved it. Every Thursday at 11 a.m., every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m., I would wake up. I would go to the golf course, and I'll just hit some golf balls. And it was so much fun. Very therapeutic. And I listened to music while doing it. It was just, that was the best class I've ever taken. So.
I need a golf class.
Much, you guys golfers? Like, do you?
I don't like golf.
I'm not very good, but my brother, he's in eighth grade and he's on the varsity golf team.
Wait, the varsity of the middle school team?
High school.
But he's not in high school yet.
Yeah, he got called all the way up.
Wow, that's fire. I'm not very good at golf, but my God, when I tell you, I have a blast. And I've never even done it drunk yet. So, like...
That sounds dangerous.
What, playing golf drunk?
Yeah, with you.
I'm going to tell you a little fun fact about golf. Do you know why it's 18 holes?
Because they decided on 18 with their brains.
So the Scottish were the... That they made golf. It was made in Scotland. So they had a bottle of scotch. And after every hole, they'd have a thing of scotch.
And they finished on their 18th.
Yeah, there's about 18 cups of scotch in a bottle.
Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that the...
How big were their bottles?
I don't know. It was so long ago. Like, that must be... Like think of a better... time than just having a full bottle of scotch and playing golf with the boys.
Baseball being on.
I'm telling you, like, a summer day, I'm not at work, it's like 75 degrees with a light breeze, I'm playing golf, at 11 a.m. I get home, and then there's a baseball game on. Like, oh my God. Like, so sign me up for that every day of the week. That's the greatest scenario. I miss that. I need baseball back by the summer. And I am thoroughly afraid that we're not going to play this season.
I think we might not either. I can see it happening.
I'm very afraid. Because, like, if basketball is talking about June, like mid-June, and if we're talking mid-June, that's almost the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
That's half the season. Are we really going to play an 82-game season?
Yes.
And even if we do, I mean, we're talking... first of all, I would hate the Yankees to get their first World Series in 10 years in an 82-game season.
Thing is, wouldn't the Yankees... At any point of the year last year, Yankees were in first, right?
Yeah.
For most part, so...
Yeah. But, like, I would hate it to be in a season where... It just wasn't a full season.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
That's going to be a hell of an asterisk. And it's not even going to be not as, our fault.
Not even as big. It won't be as big as the Astros, though. Even though.
No. Because, I mean, you could say the argument, well, every team had 82 games. So, like, that would. So, I don't know. I'm not big on it. Okay, I have a question.
I'm just glad we're over the Astros thing, but apparently not everyone's over it in the Yankee Nation polls.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So,
nuts.
March Madness is on its final legs. It's going to end today by 5, but the winner is clear.
Yep.
So unless something drastic happens from right now, which is almost 1:30, to 5 tonight, Jose Altuve is the winner, which I predicted, and I don't think is a huge surprise. But what is a surprise is that he's going up against Justin Verlander.
Yeah, this is dumb.
That was a shock to me.
Justin Verlander beat Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz.
Like, that's a shock.
Recency bias.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
But I don't know, Correa beating Veritek and Fisk, that's bonkers too.
Oh, I could see Fisk because that was so long ago.
Fisk, yes.
Veritek, I could see it being close because Correa did have some very like snobby things to say. Like he handled it very
poorly.
Yeah, like very full of himself. So I could see why like he made it as far as he did. By the way, that Correa Altuve was probably one of the sexiest matchups in the.
Yeah, but Altuve crushed him.
Altuve did crush him. Which is weird because Correa never said anything.
Correa did. What do you mean?
I mean, Altuve never, like, said anything.
And Altuve didn't use the banging scheme, but he did. People think he had a buzzer on his chest. I firmly believe he didn't. I firmly believe he didn't. It's weird that he's the most hated out of the group. I wonder how far Bregman would have gone if we put Bregman on this list.
Probably. He would have went farther than Correa, probably.
Yeah.
We should have replaced Grichuk with Bregman.
Yeah.
And we should have replaced...
That's the thing. Would Pedro have beaten Bregman?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because Altuve crushed Pedro. Altuve crushed Curt Schilling.
The Pedro, that surprised me.
Who should have been in the finals? It should have been, honestly, Pedro and Manny. Or David Ortiz.
No, I am not surprised about the Altuve.
Okay, it should have been...
It was Altuve and one of the three you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Altuve... I don't hate Altuve. I'm going to say it. I have an autographed baseball. I have his t-shirt jersey, which I haven't worn mostly because it's getting too small for me. Because it's shrinking, not because I'm getting bigger, for the record. It shrunk several times.
No, it's because of those massive, like, those
and massive he didn't biceps, cheat. He's on a cheating team. Facts. Look at get some curls.
Curls for the girl, baby?
Yeah. I don't hate Altuve. I'm going to say it. I don't hate Altuve.
I hate Altuve.
I don't hate Altuve.
I hate him so much. Because I firmly believe he used a buzzer.
Even if he didn't, he still benefited from his team cheating.
Yeah.
So
I don't hate Altuve.
I hate Altuve. I hated
Altuve before we found out about the cheating.
I hate Verlander probably the least. So
yeah, I don't hate Verlander.
I was very surprised to see how far Verlander went.
I hate him
probably the least on the Astros.
He's like 0-6 in the playoffs too.
It's a problem that like he's very talkative, and then when it benefits him, he's very silent. So like he.
Oh, so like Altuve.
I don't know. Altuve, I could see why people don't like him. I cannot stand him.
He's just annoying.
He's annoying. He's very shy. Yeah. That's what the thing is. That's why I think he's very shy.
Everything about him bothered me when he got the MVP over Judge, and he just didn't deserve it. And now he deserves it even less.
Yeah. Judge believes so, too.
Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah, so next episode, we're going to have Die Hard review.
Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas. Why did I say Die Hard? Same thing, I think.
Why can't we watch Semi-Pro?
It's like the same. We'll watch Semi-Pro next.
Were you going to say Die Hard is like the same as Goodfellas?
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it? Like
no.
Guns and they're Italian?
Is that even the case?
Well, I've
never seen Die Hard. I don't know. Or Goodfellas. I've never seen either. Josh Lyles got mad at me because I've never seen Braveheart. I've never even heard of Braveheart. Like, what is
that? You've never seen the one scene where he's like, freedom!
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I haven't seen the movie, but at least I know that.
What is Braveheart? Like, who is that? Braveheart. Braveheart, it was made in 95. I was -4.
You weren't thought of yet, dude.
William Wallace is the medieval Scottish patriot who is spurred into revolt against the English when the love of his life is slaughtered. Leading his army into battle that becomes a war, his advance into England threatens King Edward I's throne before he is captured and executed, but not before becoming a symbol for a free Scotland. It's a Mel Gibson movie. Whatever. Like, who cares? I'm not going to guarantee it, but I'm going to almost guarantee I go my whole life without seeing Braveheart. Because I've never even heard about it until, like, a few days ago. So.
Did you guys see that thing about Phil Hughes?
Yeah, I love Phil Hughes so much. I really.
He's 33.
Do.
He could still be in the league. How old is he?
He's 33.
You just said
he still. He could still be in that. That didn't sound right. How is he not in the league anymore?
He well, a few shoulder surgeries. It really messed him up.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he played with the Padres. That was his last.
Played with the Twins. Played with the Twins.
He was pretty good with the Twins for a solid while. I think he finished like almost. I think it was as close as fourth in Cy Young voting one year with the Twins. He was good for us. Obviously, 2009 was wonderful. Very good for us in 2009.
He was never in the top five for Cy Young, but he was seventh. In his first year. He was seventh in his first year with the Twins.
Okay, I knew it was good. But he was very good for the Twins for a little bit. Did we trade him or did he sign there?
I don't remember.
Hey, don't scratch on the door. He's going to scratch on the door.
He was traded from Minnesota to San Diego.
Yeah. And then DFA'd by San Diego.
For who? Who did he get traded for?
Yo, who did he get traded
for? It wasn't a solid player because back that's when I think the shoulder surgeries started catching up with him. I always followed him. Like, I always followed his career. I really liked him.
I always like seeing trades because there's always funny names.
Yeah, looking back at trades is like, I looked back at the Miguel Cabrera trade to the Tigers. And he got traded for basically nothing. And you look back, like, is the big piece that, like, became something was Andrew Miller, and he became something with the Yankees, and then the Indians, he was never anything with the Marlins, really. But you look back at the like, the non-trades that almost happened, but didn't because they didn't want to put this player in it. Like, Cliff Lee, the Yankees didn't get Cliff Lee because they didn't want to trade Adam Warren. And, like,
I miss Adam Warren.
He's back. He's a Yankee again.
He is?
Yeah, he signed with us.
How do
year.
I not know this?
I was so big on it. So happy. You know what? I'll give you a million guesses. You know what his middle name is?
Michael.
Parrish. P-A-R-R-I-S-H.
And I had his baseball reference page up right in front of me. I didn't even look.
Isn't that funny?
It should have just been like Parrish, and you'd be like, huh, how'd you know that?
Hughes got traded for Janikson Villalobos, who has not cracked rookie ball yet.
I really like Phil Hughes. Well, because he was DFA'd, I believe. I don't know if he was DFA'd with the Twins, actually, now that I think about it. I think he might have just been traded, but he was DFA'd from the Padres. Maybe he could still pitch. I don't know. He's killing it with the card game. Like, really.
Yeah.
Did you see his latest video? It was him showing you how to make a peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
I saw the thumbnail, and I was like, I'm not watching that.
I love peanut butter, and I love pickles. So maybe I'll give it a shot.
Do a review on the pod.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I could obtain pickles at this current stage in our society.
True.
But I'll try my best.
Slap on a mask and some gloves and get over and get some pickles.
Well, no, my worry is everyone else already took all the pickles.
This podcast makes me brings me back to normalcy every time we record.
Well, that's why we're doing it so much.
Yeah, and it's for you listeners, so please spread the word and get more people to listen, because we just want to share. We want you to share us with them.
Let's have fun, because I mean, I've literally the past few days, I got drunk on Monday.
Hey!
What? I'm 21.
But I can't swear.
Is drunk a swear word?
It's worse.
No, it's not. I got drunk safely without driving in my own home while watching Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, I crushed it in MLB The Show for the whole day. Nice. Yesterday, I watched AEW. But, like, I haven't left my house in days.
I keep going to work for some reason.
Where do you work? Don't you work at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Like, how's it going there? I'm assuming you only do pickups and deliveries right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going too well, but I need the shmoney. Gotta get breaded up.
Why'd you say shmoney like that? Did Mitch call the body about a week ago?
Yeah.
My dog just... Did you hear that? My dog just ran full force into the door. And it was just like, open!
The dog wants to be on the episode. Get him on the pod.
No, he's in the room. Cody, come here.
Let's interview your dog.
What?
Let's interview your dog.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Entertain them while I'm gone. Because just learn how to drive an episode in this few seconds.
We've already gone through all the content. All right, well, Austin's gone. He'll never know. He'll never know. We're watching Semi-Pro. We're going to watch Semi-Pro. He'll never know. All right, we're back with Austin.
All right, so Cody, what do you want to say to the people?
Why isn't it barking?
Here, I could probably get him to bark. Cody, what is that? What is that? What is that? Get him! Get him! Cody, get him!
Get Cody out of here.
Good boy. He's a good boy. All right. So next episode, we have Goodfellas.
Yep.
We'll talk about the worst logos in the league. Oh, by the way. Oh, wait. Now it's time to go around the horn. Justin Verlander just had groin surgery. He'll be out for like 5 weeks.
Not an issue.
Yeah, whatever.
That's around the horn.
Oh, more Yankees have Corona.
Yeah, one more has Corona. Minor leaguer, we don't know who. They're all been quarantined. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode, and go Yankees.
Go Bills.
Go Yankees. Wash your hands.
Elevator gone up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world.